right, we're back. We're back, motherfuckers. We're back, all you bitches, cocksuckers. All right, maybe not cocksuckers, but we had technical difficulties. Had to fix that shit.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the fuck going on.
So where did we even leave off?
So I was gonna say, you were talking about you know, how the going to the gym makes you feel. It makes you feel like you're tapping into your masculine energy and just, like, you know, being buff and feeling, you know, what you were saying. I was going to say, because I know that for me, there are certain things that I do that make me feel like I'm tapping more into the feminine. Because I know sometimes I could lean more masculine, but there are things that I do, and that is based on society standards and what I've been raised on. But, like, you know, my mother is very feminine. All the women in my life are very feminine, and I know, like, certain things, like, you know, going to get my nails done makes me feel like, okay, I'm, you know, expressing that femininity. That's, like, a big thing. Or, like, just taking time to do my makeup, that makes me feel like, okay, I'm tapping into that feminine energy. So that's what I was talking about when I, like, asked the question.
Isn't that normal, though? Like, that's taking care of yourself. So I feel like everybody should take care of themselves.
Well, yeah, like, taking care of yourself, everybody should, like, I feel like taking care of yourself is, like, basic. I consider that extra. Like, I consider me getting my, I don't have to get my makeup or do my makeup, or I don't have to get my nails done, like, how I have to bathe or wash my face or whatever. So that's, like, it's a little bit extra for me. A little extra effort, you know?
I don't know if it's a feminine or masculine thing. I like feeling pretty. I just like to look good. I like to feel good. I guess going to the gym makes me feel good because I know I look good. And it makes me feel masculine because I can beat niggas up. So I guess there's that.
I don't know.
So physical strength is masculine to you.
Does it really? Let's talk about it.
So physical strength feels masculine to you.
Yeah. When I go to work and I like doing physical activity. I like people seeing me and being like, oh, I didn't know you could lift that, or oh, you. I'm like, yeah. What's up? Like, I do that shit. It makes me feel masculine. I like to. I don't know. I like it.
I think it's all a part of taking care of yourself. I mean, I agree with him with the, I wouldn't even call it looking pretty. It's just having a upkept, like, appearance. That's, like, all it is at that point. Because it's the same thing, like, dudes go get their hair cut, right? Of course, they're going to be feeling all good and fresh and everything. The same way a girl will go get their, you know, hair done, and it's the same vibe. But girls can go get a haircut and get the same exact feeling, the ones that are rocking the bald fades. And if a dude has dreads or anything like that, they're going to get their hair twisted. So that's getting their hair done. So, I mean, it's the same side of the same coin. I don't see no difference in any of it.
No, it's the same thing. It's for sure the same thing.
I feel you.
I don't feel any. In the coming, like, years, I don't think I've felt any more or less masculine or feminine. I just felt like I've become more of myself, if anything, and, like, not really care what people feel. Like, people ask me all the time, like, why the nails? I'm like, I mean, this color was pretty. Like, literally, it'd be that simple. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't know if that's masculine, I don't know if that's feminine, but 100% it's just the answer people get. Like, it was pretty. Like, one dude asked me, like, you do that for your daughters? I was like, nah, she actually got her nails done because of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she a hater, she a biter. So I just feel like that shit's pretty. Like, just taking care of my nails in a sense of just putting color on them. Like, cause most people, they go and get the clear coat or black, and they be like, oh, I'm so different. I'm painting my nails. I'm like, oh, I just like this because it matches. And the majority of my outfits kind of match my nails right now. So,
is standing out important to you? just like anybody, like a standing, do you think like standing?
I think to people it does. That's why people do weird shit. You can always tell who it matters to. In certain aspects, it has to matter. Like as an artist, you have to stand out. But that's just a person. You don't necessarily have to stand out. And artists choose to stand out in weird ways. Like there are artists who do weird shit just to seem different. And that's not who I am. Like if I want to stand out, I want to be like, yo, that song was so different. Not, yo, that song was so different, but he performed with a butt plug in. We don't really understand what that was about. Which is probably fire, you know what I'm saying? If I'm performing and I got a tail just coming out of my pants, you're like, holy smokes, this guy has a butt plug in. But like, at what cost am I going to put that butt plug in me and perform? You know what I'm saying? Like,
is that what they're doing?
No one's done it.
I mean, there have been stunts.
I've seen a couple of titties get pulled out. That's the only, you know.
There have been things that have been done. Like when Lady Gaga was doing that whole alternative thing that she used to do with the meat suits and eye blood and
Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, that whole thing, just trying to stand out. Trying so hard, and you could tell you're just trying so hard to be controversial.
You don't have to do all that, though. When you walk into the room, you should just already feel like a star, and it shouldn't bother you what anybody else thinks about you.
Right.
It's about what you think about yourself. You gotta be selfish sometimes.
I'm sure it got exhausting. They both have calmed down. I feel like a lot of the celebrities that did shit like that have definitely calmed down, so I'm sure it's exhausting.
That's why celebrities exist.
Exactly.
Because somebody needs somebody to focus on instead of them own selves.
If everybody focused on themselves, we'd all be a celebrity.
A fact.
Then again, no one would be a celebrity.
That's why you should walk around like you're a star already. If you really want to be a celebrity, just have
celebrity
that mindset.
In your own mind.
Exactly.
I am my own celebrity.
In my mind, I'm famous. Honestly.
Same here.
In my mind, I'm real famous. Like, I even do little cuts.
Like, I'm looking at a camera, the cutaways, like, are you seeing this?
That would be some long division. Long.
Breaking the fourth wall.
All the time.
I was about to say all the time.
I be breaking character like shit.
Did you hear that?
Are y'all listening?
Are you?
Like, that was wicked.
So what do you do and also what made you want to get into the field that you're into? Like, let us know a little about yourself. This is Naquan, guys.
All right, so verbatim, my title is a mental health counselor. So what that entails is me being able to talk to anybody, being old, they could be young. I wouldn't talk to no baby because they're probably not going to understand what I'm saying. But just giving them advice and trying to figure out how to help them and steer them into a proper path. So what a lot of people don't understand is when you work in a, you know, mental health career field, a lot of times you probably have mental health problems and people don't admit that. Mm-hmm. You've been through something. Nobody, I don't care who it is going to be able to help somebody else in life if they haven't themselves been through something and cannot speak on experience. I cannot sit back here and tell you how to be a woman because I'm not a woman.
Right.
If you come and sit in the session with me and you're like, my problem is I don't know how to be a woman, I haven't felt that in a long time, I'm going to get quiet. To be completely honest, I'll probably be on my laptop typing a note in, and I'm not really even typing a note in. I'm looking at food at that point because I'm tuning out. I don't know what that is. But you can... honestly come sit back and talk to me about anything else in life, and I'm here to talk to you at that point. Different experiences.
Right. That's cool. Like, what made you want to get into, like, what about what you do, or like, because you had the stuff like that you have to go to school for, like you have to study for, so what made you want to choose this career path? Because I feel like that's a lot to take.
stress?
Stuff.
So when you take on other people's stress your entire life, you get used to it. But is that something that you're supposed to get used to? No, it's not. Let's be 100% honest. But when you become good at something, inherently good at something, because you've been through the experience, capitalize off of it. People, you know, these porn stars that got exposed that are now porn stars, let's call them that, these celebrities, whatever you want to call these people. The ones that got embarrassed because they got their shit, you know, exposed. Some of them, you know, went through some mental health issues. Okay, but the other ones got smart and said, let me make money off of this. I'm good right now. Same thing with people that do music. You might sit back, start singing really quick. One of your friends might post it. You end up becoming famous. Don't know how it happened, but just because you were sitting here trying to be silly, but whole time, you know.
I mean, Kim Kardashian capitalized. Right.
Yeah. That sex tape.
Do what you know.
Sex? Kim Kardashian?
No, never again. If I were to find out there was a second Kim Kardashian tape, I would fight to get it off the internet. Mm. Honestly, I would join that coalition of people who are that upset with the first one.
I don't think she would allow that to happen, honestly. There was like this whole thing where she was upset that there was an ad for her old sex tape.
It was like on Roblox.
But why though? She becomes more relevant. People see that type of stuff, and they're like, I'm gonna go look up Kim Kardashian sex tape. Now they're like, let me go to Kim Kardashian social media pages and go see what she has going on now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just posted my lipstick line and my clothing line. So they're like, oh, let me go buy this really quick and maybe I can get like her in the future. These celebrities gonna get famous because these people that wanna be there are gonna keep promoting them. Right. That's the thing.
Right. I mean, she's already a millionaire.
Trying to get there.
Right. Period. I can't. If only I were just born into wealth. Like, imagine waking up and you're just Blue Ivy and you were just born into.
That's alright. I'm about to get out shit.
Royalty.
I'm gonna do that shit. I'm gonna get money and then transfer my consciousness into a young black man. But transfer all of my things.
And the fact that I'm sitting on the couch and that movie already triggers me and traumatizes me, I may end up walking out on this podcast because if I hear any teacups clicking.
Is that how? No. I'm not going to hypnotize nobody. It's going to be 100% consensual. It's going to be putting my brain into their body.
They don't want that.
That was the whole plot of the movie.
They don't want
that. I might have missed some points of that movie.
You might have. Dozed off or something.
I've only seen it one time. I've only seen Get Out one time.
No, it was giving.
That was the whole point of the movie.
There were no horses in that one, right?
Horses? No, there were no horses. I don't remember any horses.
Everybody turned into horses?
No, that's Sorry to Bother You.
That shit was fire.
That's a completely different movie. That was not a scary
I might be
movie.
Combining the
it's
two
Is it not
movies.
A book? I thought it was Animorph or what was it called? You know,
I don't know. It's Sorry to Bother You with the Keith Stanfield.
Either way, that's my goal. I want to get enough money to be able to copy my consciousness on some altered carbon type shit and live forever. Yep.
Anyway, next topic. So, I just wanted... This is something that irks me, and I just... want to talk about it, but you know, like, you know, those flamboyant gay men that like white men that like to say that, oh, I have an inner black woman inside of me. But just let's just loop cultural appropriation all together. Let's just loop it all in there. But like, let's talk about it, because. It bothers me, but I can't explain why. Like, not even just the inner inner black woman, but oh, I have an inner woman. Like, no, that's something different, right?
I feel like it's some social media persona that they just manifested to themselves, because I don't know. I mean, we all know black women that act like loud and ratchet and blah, 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 but you can't lump that as a black woman's attitude. That's literally, there are white women that act like that in a most literal sense.
But the white women that act like that just get told that they act like black women.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would be based on their environment too. But black, if a white woman and her family had just always lived in the hood, it just pretty much get what they see. I wouldn't think it would be them acting as if they were a black person. It's just like, they, at that point, they are the product of their environment.
See, but I think she wants to know why these white men are out here feeling like they need to channel an energy.
No, that's what I was saying. Like, I don't know any black women that actually act like that. Like, it don't be like an act. Like, I would really love to know where they get this idea of.
Right, this is like a caricature.
This is how black women are. Like, I've never seen a gay man just be like a flamboyant gay man, be like, yeah, I'm Oprah. Like, my inner woman is Oprah.
They say they Beyonce.
Damn.
Like, you see me in this woman's. You see me in this woman's suit. I'm Oprah. Like, I'm Oprah. I never see that.
But people. So, is it now getting down that are people comfortable within their skin?
No.
I feel like. Now more than ever, people are more uncomfortable with who they are. They're just really good at putting on a facade that they're comfortable.
Who they are? Do they know themselves?
I feel like I know, because I feel like I know white people that have grown up around a bunch of black people and don't develop that black set. Like,
they're still Becky with the good.
Like they don't develop. They might have a little country, you know, whatever accent. Know how y'all talk, but other than that, like, you know, they're not neck rolling, like, you know. So I wouldn't even chalk it up to environment, because there aren't. And then you look at their parents, like, they be outside hooting and hollering, but then you go inside and look at their parents, and they're like regular white people. So it's like, this can't be how you were. This can't be the dialect that you grew up around, because when you learn to speak from your home.
I agree.
So it's like, you had to have.
But you don't know what the people be having going on behind closed doors.
True, I guess.
Because in a white household, the white mom could be acting like a, you know, society's viewpoint of a black woman.
Mm-hmm. In a white household, they could have a black stepdad.
Exactly. Or a black dad that just comes over from time to time with the parents. Let's talk about it.
Something, there's got to be an actual, like, not even trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, but there's got to be some valid reason. It's not up to us to find it, but there's got to be a valid reason why that is their go-to reasoning, or
it just feels like
relation.
It feels like I keep saying character, but it feels like an insult kind of, because it feels like they're adapting these things, like, not the negative things, but I feel like they're associating these things with negative things.
So, to get a little bit deeper into that, do you not think it's because of what we as black people portray ourselves as on TV and in the media, and the white people are seeing this at home? Because these white people are sitting up watching TV, and believe it or not, they be watching some of our stuff, and this is what we are portraying as
it
a black
a
people
it
on
is
TV.
An issue. Absolutely.
Push us as seen in as the ratchet, the lower class.
And they'll twist the story, like, even if it's positive.
Because, like, these celebrities that are getting promoted, they're not getting promoted anything positive. That's the thing. Like, when they're giving to these countries, when they're out here doing that, they're not getting promoted for that. And these are the richest celebrities that are really representing us as a black culture.
I had that epiphany driving one day. I was listening to Sits 99, who has over 1 million streams, but he doesn't get promoted by, like, the white media. And I was like, that's crazy. When you think of all the prominent white artists in the past couple years who got pushed and were on different radio stations and who kind of just, like, fell in into, like, their genre. So it was, like, any of them that blew in the rap genre, like, what was his name? Slim Jesus. Remember, he was popular since 99 with the song Immaculate. Y'all might not know some of these songs, but these are songs that blew up and they did millions of streams in the short amount of time, which was incredible. But a lot of these white artists, they don't get pushed like the Jack Harlows, who's a rapper. They don't get pushed like the Justin Biebers, who's a common fuck-up. Like, fuck-up. He's a fuck-up. Like, he's as fucked up as Chris Brown, but for some reason, he's not put in the same dark cloud that Chris Brown has. Chris Brown did, he fucked up. He did fuck up. But if you look at Justin Bieber's rap sheet, he's been fucking up just as much as Chris Brown, if not worse. Literally, even in a legal sense.
Because Justin society Bieber
almost faced deportation. You have to be on some nut shit to get deported to Canada.
Like, society.
Be real, right? And be real, there are black people that will, you know, shuck and jive for the dollar for the entertainment.
Right.
You know?
And they pushed Lil Nas X because he had a clean image. So it's like, they won't push white people if they come off as too black, because they're not really pushing. The only reason they're pushing for black people that come off as too black is they're promoting hatred within the black community. So it's like, we can go for that. We can't go for white people telling little white kids to go to the hood and do dumb shit. And it's like it's something we don't even think about. We don't think about all these white artists. We just, Mac Miller, everybody loves Mac Miller. Not once has Mac Miller made a song about going and robbing and killing and none of that. But like, I just named three artists and y'all all looked around like, I don't know.
Because when you're in a car with black people, and I will say this for every culture out there, get in a car with a black person, what they're gonna throw on is, I done killed somebody, I'm about
exactly
to rob somebody and smoke this blunt. But then
you wouldn't know that artist is a white person either. If they were just playing some shit, you're like, yo, this is fire. You wouldn't even believe this dude.
You're not gonna know. Because when you throw some, what people wanna call simp stuff on, and you wanna listen to some R&B or something slower, people logically talking about something, this is whack. Why are you listening to this?
I can't tell you how many times I've been called an R&B ass nigga.
I want to get in the car and hear somebody sing their heart out, because I'm listening to the words and I can feel the music.
I want
to
get in the car and hear a nigga rap about scamming a nigga. That's
is that the life that you're living? But that's the thing. But the stuff that really will relate to, and I'll say this, like a lot of women, is that they'll get in the car, yeah, they want to listen to their R&B stuff, but it might be stuff that they're going through at the moment, stuff that they've gone through in life, and that's the type of music that I actually enjoy listening to, stuff that I go through.
I don't listen to music to relate to it, though. That's the crazy thing about it. I don't listen to music and be like, I like this because I relate to it, because the music I relate to is the music I make, but that's just me. Like, from a narcissistic point of view, like, all
the
music I make is for me. The music I make is literally for me. I don't care if other people like it. It just so happened that other people like it. So if I'm saying I don't dance with the strap in my pants, no one else in this world would know that that line was about me dancing wearing someone's strap on. That's not even a feeling. Anybody else in this world would be like, I feel that. You know what I'm saying? I feel that on me, and I said it in a song. I'm not listening to music because, like, I feel that. If I just so happen to feel the song, it's like, damn, that, I felt that. But it's not like, I'm going to go listen. I don't, like, sit down and listen to, like, Frank Ocean. It's like, if Frank Ocean dropped tomorrow, I was like, can I feel this Frank Ocean in my soul? I'm going to listen to it because I like Frank Ocean. If I just so happen to connect with it, so be it. But literally, every time I make a song, it's because it was something on my soul that I wanted to put on wax so that I can hear it again later when I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying, and everybody doesn't approach music that same way. But I feel like, yes, people let music influence their actions, but we shouldn't hold that to, like, people's style of music that they want to listen to. Like, the other day, me and Ty were riding,
and I was just in the mood to listen to some Weekend. I was like, you mind if we just like listen to some Weekend? No time have you ever gotten in the car with me. It's like, yeah, we about to just straight listen to R&B. It was just like, I played one of my songs and I explained to her that this was a remix to a Weekend song. And then we listened to the album and then we went to another album. I was like, these are some of my favorite Weekend songs. And it wasn't like I innately, you know what I'm saying, related to it. It was just like, damn, bro, Weekend has some fire. Let me go listen to some Weekend. So, nah, I completely get what you're saying. I just feel like if you're a person that can detach the person from the music and just enjoy the music for the art, I feel like you can love anything. Right. You can love anything. Like, for instance, there's a Polish group that has a fire song, me and Sarah love it. I'm not Polish. You're not Polish. But we love it. You know what I'm saying? It's a fire song. Even the Polish version of the song is fire. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's about the emotion behind it.
Yeah, bruh. And it has a whole dance and everything. It just makes you want to move your hips. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that's what it is for me in music. Like, if it made me move my hips. For instance, Azealia Banks, shitty person. Amazing artist. You know what I'm saying? People don't like her as a person. Her music's fire. It's like a lot of give and take. Once you can separate the person from the artist, you can literally appreciate music in a deeper aspect. You can literally sit back. You can go back and like remember, like, damn, this shit was trash. And then go back and re-listen to it from a different point of view. It's like, oh, this is fire. Like, that's what it took for me to like appreciate like niggas like Kendrick Lamar, but also appreciate Soulja Boy. Literally, like, at one point in time I would not listen to Kendrick Lamar, but Soulja Boy was my favorite artist. But now it's like, yo, I cheated myself on a fire artist, because Kendrick Lamar is legit fire. But the only nigga you can't separate from the music is R. Kelly. I'm sorry, like, you can't separate R. Kelly from the music.
I mean, he was literally confessing his sins in the songs.
He's the Pied Piper of R&B.
Listen, I don't even want to get into that.
He is the Pied Piper of R&B.
I
don't want to
get into that, bro. That was shameless.
A lot of these hoes was fucking people at 14 and 15. Older men, and let's talk about it.
I don't make it right, though.
It's not right, but let's...
We could talk about it. I mean, hey, we could talk about it. My thing is, the types of niggas that are giving these poor young girls attention are the shittiest types of 20-year-olds, the shittiest types of older guys. It's just, it
has to stop.
It's predatory as fuck. I mean, you can look at it certain ways, and I feel like as a woman that hit puberty early, you know, older men do approach, or like when I was younger. But I feel like now as an adult, there's no way that I can look at somebody that's under 18 and not just tell by how they talk that they're under 18.
And so the mindset, I look at that and I don't agree with it. So don't get me wrong, because I don't want nobody younger than me. Is that when we were younger, the people our age, we were like, y'all are childish. And then you're like, okay, now here's this older person that's coming along, and they're, you know, they got a job, they got a whip. Yeah. And you're just like, I like this. So this is what you start to really enjoy, and this is what you start to look for. And that's what it is. So you're like, this is what I want. Then you sit back and look at a...
No, you're good.
Oh, you sit back and look at a younger person at an older age? Well, me now, logically, and I'm just like, I could never do
it's
that.
It's so clear. Like, it's so clear to me. Like, I couldn't, it's just, I feel like it also depends on your mindset at that age. Because I had friends that thought, you know, older guys hitting on them was gross. Like, I don't want to know. You don't have nobody your age. I don't want no older nigga. Like, ew, you gross. Da, da, da. And then there were some people that attention. So it's like, I think it also depends on the mindset and what you're needing or lacking in your, because you're still a child at that point.
Right.
What you're lacking in your childhood, and when you realize that, or just like, when you start receiving a certain type of attention, it's hard to let it go.
But do you see that from your parents, though? Because, like, with the R. Kelly situation, these parents knew. Like, let's not act like the parents didn't know what was going on, and let's not act like the parents weren't pushing their kids in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine what a lot of us saw as children and what our parents wanted for us, and especially looking at women. You might have had a mom saying, like, oh, you need to find a man that's going to take care of you, that's going to do A through Z. So when this older man is coming along saying, I'm going to take care of you, you're like, well, clearly this is what's supposed to happen.
Right.
Why? Because this is what I was taught.
Right. And you're not thinking, oh, I should hit this step, this step, this step. It's like, oh, this is
Let me just jump
ready.
Here.
Yeah,
it's ready for me.
My parents thought I was a virgin until after college. So, like, they were never on some, like, you need to be out here appeasing for motherfucking Our parents just literally wanted us out the house, I guess. I'm not entirely sure. Like, my peoples was never on some, like, oh, you gotta be grown, or, you know what I'm saying, pushing for us to not be children, you know what I'm saying?
And it's not even saying that you gotta be grown, though. It's just more so, like...
Yeah, no, I completely understand what you're saying. Like, when in my house, my mom is Jamaican, very foreign, very Christian, very old-fashioned. In my house, it was a lot of the stuff that I did was preparing for your family in the future. Like, you cook these days, you do the dishes, you do the laundry, da 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 da, you're preparing for your family in the future. Or, like, just little things, like learning how to, being taught how to walk in heels, and I used to go to, like, etiquette classes, and just certain things like that, and you don't really realize, like, why am I learning these rules on how to be ladylike or how to set a table or da 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 until I really, like, looked into it. But as far as, like, the older guy situation thing, a bunch of those parents knew for R. Kelly, and they saw that opportunity. I'm sure they didn't imagine it getting as bad as they did, but they definitely saw that opportunity.
They didn't know he had them in there doing orgies and
starving
them. And
I don't think they didn't know it was bad as it was, and that's when things started getting like, I feel like that's when they started, you know, calling attention to it. But
they said, I'm receiving a $8,000 check a month for no reason. Whatever, cool, my daughter is over here, as far as I know, she's being taken care of.
But I also think that's definitely like an isolated situation. Like, I think a lot, because like I said, speaking from experience, but a lot of the high school girls were groomed into those situations. Like, I remember this dude that I ended up spending way too much of my school life with, but he was around from like the time I was in middle school. Like, he was around, I think he might have been like a senior in high school then, and I was like in middle school, and he would be like outside talking to us and shit. And like, you know, when things started getting inappropriate, he would make sure, like, oh, you know, don't say anything to your peoples, or, you know, your mom not gonna like me, or blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, like it's definitely a manipulation there.
And that's what I was trying to get at, because majority of the time I was talking about, like, the younger person dating the older person, and how, like, their experience and what made them, or how
want to seek out the older guy.
But like, reversing the roles, what is making these older people want to seek out these children, seek these kids? you're like 50 and you're dating a 21-year-old or whatever.
Yeah, like
what are making you change in your head?
Manipulation.
And like I said, manipulation, control, feeling like I could get away with certain things with this person, or I can, like,
because you don't know better.
Groom them.
Yeah.
Because at a 40-year-old, even talking to an 18-year-old, 18-year-old just now became an adult.
What could possibly, yeah, what could y'all possibly have in common with that, with the age gap? I'm not saying that you would have nothing in common. I'm not saying that you couldn't have a good time going out somewhere. But, like, if you really sit down, those are two completely different generations.
That's,
you really sit down and, like, talk to this person. Can y'all really talk? Can y'all really vibe? Like,
because they can go listen to your music and figure out, oh, like, this is the type of music that you like, so I'm going to listen to it to see. But realistically, this ain't what they into. The 40-year-old want to go home and sip on some wine. That 18-year-old want to go sip on a Four
Loko.
Yeah,
40-year-old going to get tired after a while.
Hello?
And that's what always happens. You know, it's fun for a little bit, and then you get tired.
Yup. And then the 40-year-old is looking at you like, all right, so you ready to sit down? Like, what's going on with you? And yeah, you're just like, sit down.
You're acting your age.
Yeah, like.
And now you feel pressure to act older. Even as like a 17-year-old, it was just like hella pressure to act older than I was, just because I was with somebody older. So it was like, I started like not hanging out with my friends and just calling, even the things that I used to like to do, just like juvenile, just because I knew that was shit that he didn't like to do. Like, why did I stop reading my Cheetah Girl books? Like, because he didn't want me to, like, you know, just making fun of like the little kid shit that I used to do that I should have continued doing.
If you were.
But I felt like, yeah, because I was still technically a kid.
But you don't feel like a kid, because now
exactly,
you got groomed to think, oh, I'm an adult.
Right.
And you've seen these interviews with these R. Kelly girls, like, they sit up there, and you would not think they're as young as they are. Mm-hmm. They're sitting back like, oh, like, I'm grown. This is.
And that's the, yeah. And that's what, and I feel like as in the black community, they focus on that attitude a little too much, and not what is causing that attitude. Like, they point at the girl, they're like, oh, she's grown, she fast, blah, blah, blah. But we don't talk about, like, okay, but what about all these grown-ass men that are giving her attention?
But it's not, you know, it's never on the men for what they're doing. It's so like, we're going to point to the girl, and what did you do? Now, let's not get it twisted. There are some females that do prey on these black men now.
Yeah.
And let's keep it a stack. Yeah. Especially these younger ones. It's, you have a nice body, and yeah, I'm 36 and you're 21 or you're 18 or 17, but your body is nice, you're tall, oh, your dick is big too, oh, okay, cool. Well,
yeah,
what you here for? You want to fuck? Because that's what men do. They fuck. So let's just fucking call it a day.
Right.
So the women, these older women will come on that aspect. Like, I don't want nothing else from you. I'm trying to fuck. That's it. I got a kid your age, too. And, of course, the dude is sitting back. Because now we in these generational curses where they dads are like, oh, no, go for it. Like, you 12
right,
years old, go fuck a 80-year-old woman if you want to.
I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of men that just be like, oh yeah, I lost my virginity when I was older, 12. She was like 21. Like, huh? You mean you were molested?
I was molested when I was younger. It took me being an adult to realize it, but it's all good.
It's usually better for men.
Like, it was actually like prominent in my childhood, now that I think about it.
Same.
It was a lot of women actually on some, like, oh, you
on
cute,
some weird shit, like on some nasty shit.
Real nasty. And these are older women. Talking
yeah,
about something, when you get older, you about to be fine as
fuck. Clock it. No.
Especially when it's family members saying weird stuff and you starting to look at family like,
absolutely
okay,
not.
I feel uncomfortable right now.
I had my wee-wee in a grown woman mouth when I was like 7 years old.
Yeah, mom was younger than that. My uncle, my dad that was incarcerated, told my uncles who are around my age to make me have sex with older women just because it would, you know, make me look cool. Mind you, I'm 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. don't know what's going on, but I'm being told, like, this is okay. Then you grow up with a couple of psychological problems because right. now you're just, like,
exposed and just...
When I could be over here playing with toys and I want me a Happy Meal, you over here saying, oh, you ain't no Happy Meal, you about to go eat this grown woman out and you about to go eat you a Big Mac.
That's going
to
be your meal and you're going to be happy about it.
Yup.
But yeah, a lot of men don't get to have that childhood just because it's like, and you don't get to say, you don't get to be upset about it. Like, you're so, it's like, it's supposed to be a good thing. Like, you're supposed to lose your virginity. You're supposed to want women. Like, you don't get to, male virginity isn't as coveted as a woman's virginity, and that's also weird, and virginity in itself is weird, but it's fucked up that there's no space, well, there aren't many spaces for men to talk about that shit, and really, like, get it out, and really just, like, I don't know, that's
did you get
sad.
Told that's what a man is supposed
exactly.
to do?
These grown ass women walking around.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. But yeah. You know, it's fucked up. It's all fucked up. I just don't understand finding somebody that young attractive. Like, you can see the baby in their face. Like, how?
But when it's that big of an age gap, you start thinking, like, imagine, like, you being 30 years old and dating an 18-year-old, for example. But when you were 18, and that's a 12-year age guy, were you looking at a 6-year-old?
Exactly.
Like, oh, you look motherfucking good.
When I
like,
was 18, I would look at, like, 24-year-olds and be like, she's an older woman.
I feel like that's a safe...
But when I was
18, 24.
Yeah.
See, but at 18, it's okay to you, but
yeah.
At 24, that's not a... You looking at an 18-year-old,
like...
I just graduated high school.
Thank you. You just learned how to clean yourself properly. Like, what the fuck going on?
What?
I'm gross? You know what you were doing at 19?
Okay. Let's...
Oh, okay. I'm gross. She said, I said, when I was 19, I hit a 50-year-old. She said, that's gross.
I didn't do anything crazy. But I needed money. I didn't put anything inside of me.
Not even?
No.
If you fuck for a cheeseburger, just say that.
I didn't.
It wasn't
where
was
that? Where did I get that from?
Too.
Not McDonald's, Maury. I'm 13 and I had sex for a cheeseburger.
The weirdest thing,
my favorite flavor of popsicle is dick.
The weirdest thing I've ever done, and this is the dark, dark, dark ages of, like, scrounging to find rent while I was living off campus. But the weirdest thing I've ever done, I would say, is this very, very, very old man paid me money to basically take pictures on his phone of him sucking my titty.
Listen.
It's like, yo, what? What did
you do? Listen.
Why are you Fedora?
What did you do?
I'm not capping. Okay.
I'm I'm about to leave y'all.
Okay. We're gonna close out the show after I give this big confession.
Yeah, because I wanna hear this.
Okay, so same old man. Basically just like put his penis on my face and just like touched
So it was just there.
Yeah, he just wanted to.
I don't know how I would feel about that.
I wouldn't feel great about that at all, honestly.
I mean, there are people that jack off to people that are falling in quicksand. That's a thing.
Give me $150.
That's not a bad come up.
I didn't have to do anything. I wasn't doing anything to it.
Because when you wash your face, all of it gets deleted.
It's deleted. Never had,
your wholeness can get
thank
deleted.
Thank you.
Like, because after I go shower, you ever, you know, fuck you somebody and go shower, and then you just like, oh. Yeah, like, oh, like.
It never happened.
Yeah, like, what
all
do you.
That shit went down,
the drain. I need to leave y'all too.
Well,
I have to be up in like 6 hours.
Turn up. The show is over. I hope you guys had a great time. this has been a great conversation.
Just know, Sarah likes to let people put penises on her face. If you got the money for it, penises. Sarah's
my
face
price has gone
in
up
abundance.
Since I was
brought
19.
That cock on
my
her
price
face.
My price has gone up since 19. Do not listen to this man. The shower deleted it.
Yeah, your wholeness can get deleted.
It can get deleted, but not when the shower is over 50 years old. Wrinkled skin, old balls, zippity-doo-dah,
so
that's a wrap.
When you sit back, like, when you watch porn, you know how you exit out, like, after you get that
you sweat
up. Like, why the fuck is I watching that?
Hand sanitizer, like, get this gross shit out of here.
Disgusting.
You be real disgusted, which that's why I'm like.
Y'all are fucking gross.
But then every time you get horny, like, let me go look at the porn again.
Consensual kisses. Hurry up.